that God is very omnipresent, meaning that he is everywhere without being nowhere at the same time. He is everywhere. He's in every corner. He's in every nook. He's in every cranny. He's in every country. He's in every mind. He's in every soul because he created it. He is everywhere at the same time. He is in the darkest jungles in Africa. He is in the deepest pits in Asia. He is even in that corner of that house called the White House in our country where God has been locked out. Oh, he's there. He may be trying to bake some dough in the kitchen trying to get in, but he's there. But you see what it is? His people are there, but his people are rather impotent right now because they're afraid of him. Oh, he's there. He's there in your universities. Oh, he's in your professor's classroom. When you walk in, he's waiting to reveal himself through your life. But you won't do it because you want to be very popular right now. You're so in love with the professor, you want the A, you won't tell the truth. Oh, God is very omnipresent. He's everywhere, all at the same time, but we will not allow him to manifest himself because we are making God impotent through our inability to understand who he is. Man, I'm going through this and I'm saying, Lord, why don't you kill me? And he says, because Coleman, you know it, man. You know it and you don't care anymore and you're sick of it. And I'm telling you, people, when you go to these churches and all they're doing is say, yeah, oh, no, can't I get a witness? I don't need you to affirm me. Don't look for no witness for me. I said the man, God, is everywhere without being nowhere. Some of you still sitting out there trying to get a handle on that. Well, I'm going to help you out with God's word and so that you can do that. Go to Genesis chapter 28. Genesis chapter 28. First book in this marvelous set of 66 books called the Bible. Genesis chapter 28. And we're going to glance at verse 16. This is great. I love Jacob the patriarch, for he says, then Jacob awoke from his sleep and said, surely the Lord is in this place, and I did not know it. Here Jacob at Bethel, wrestling with God in his mind, and he woke up and says, man, God was right here and I didn't even know. Listen, let me tell you something right now. The Lord is in this room ministering to your heart right now, and some of you don't even know it yet. You're thinking, oh, Coleman, that's your way to manipulate minds, man. You've gotten better since the last time I've seen you. You've gotten so good that you're a keen manipulator. I tell you that God is present in the room, and you don't know it because you won't open to him. And he'll never reveal himself to a nitwit or a fool, only to the ones that he's called. Ah, yes, my friend. Wherever we are, the Lord is already there. Some of you worrying about the job you're going to get, the wife or the husband that you ain't got yet. Some of you worried about what your children are going to turn out. The Lord is there already waiting on you to catch up so he can show you what else he wants to do in your life. He's there already. I know that. That's why I don't worry about what I'm going to say, where I'm going to be, what I'm going to do. He is there already ahead of me waiting on me to catch up. That's what he's all about. That's why I worship him. And see, here we are trying to grow in grace and don't even know that the Lord is there. He's omnipresent. Go to 1 Kings. Chapter 8. 1 Kings, chapter 8. I'll give you time to find that one. Man, 1 King, what king is that? Shame on you. 1 Kings, chapter 8. I'll give you time. See, I'm taking my time too. My Bible doesn't even go there too much. 1 Kings, chapter what? 1 Kings, chapter 8, verse 27. 8 and 27. Look what it says. But God will indeed dwell on the earth. But will God indeed dwell on the earth? Then he says, behold, heaven and the highest heaven cannot contain thee. How much less this house that we built. You know what that verse is saying? God is so heavy and everywhere, heaven can't contain his presence. And so when you say, well, the Lord was in the church with me this morning, stop it. Yes, he was, but not in his whole presence. My friends, when God ministers to your heart, in these pews where you're sitting right now by convicting you of your sin and your debauchery, he's in your heart. Listen, heaven cannot contain my God. That's why when people talk about God, I get offended, highly offended. And I said, oh man, these fools don't know who they're talking about. Because the word says that heaven itself cannot contain his presence. And some churches even think that their church alone has salvation. Y'all ain't got nothing. We got it all over there. Well, if God is all there and nowhere else, that cannot be the God of the universe that I worship. Let's go to the book of Psalms again, and we're going to look at Psalm 139. Psalms 139. And as we're looking there, we're going to see that the Lord knows us to the degree that our life is an open book. Oh, He's everywhere, and He knows everything about you. Psalm 139, we're going to look quickly at verses 3 through 10. See, some of us are sitting out here saying, well, God doesn't know what I... Oh, yeah, look, I said that He is omnipresent. Verse 3 says, Thou dost scrutinize my path and my lying down. In other words, the psalmist is saying, you know where I'm walking, and you know when I'm going to sleep. Thou art intimately acquainted with all my ways. In other words, the psalmist says to God, you know everything about me. Then he says, even before there is a word in my tongue, behold, O Lord, you knowest it altogether. And then he says, Thou hast enclosed me behind and before. In other words, you go before me, and you follow and act me. And then he says, and lay thy hand upon me. Such knowledge, the psalmist says, is too wonderful for me. It is too high. I cannot attain unto it. In other words, the psalmist says, I can't comprehend you. How can you know what I'm going to think before I think it? See, friends, you and I are nothing. See, you got to get that. You are nothing. And the psalmist will say, I can't imagine that. Who are you? Oh, he doesn't end. He goes on in verse 7. Where can I go from your spirit? Now the psalmist is really getting down. He's saying, wait a minute. Hold it. Hold it. I've got to run. I've got to get away from you. You are too powerful. Where can I go from your spirit? Or where can I flee from thy presence? He says, there's nowhere I can go on the planet that you ain't there. Now look what else he says. Look what else he says. He says, if I ascend into the heaven, he says, I can get on the space shuttle. And I can go 5 miles above the planet. And I'm floating in a vacuum. And Lord, have mercy, with no air, you there. And then he goes, he says, you're there, you're there. He says, if I make my bed in Sheol, that means I'm going to dig the deepest pit. I'm going to put myself down in a spiral. I'm going to get away from you. He says, behold, you're there. Friends, you can't get away from him. And you see, the problem with our lives is we're trying to get away from it. We're trying to feign it, but he keeps coming in our hearts and our lives and doing something in us. And then, look at this. This is something. He says, oh, I love this. In verse 9, if I take the wings of the dawn, in other words, if I can wake up with the sun and start floating with it, if I dwell in the remotest part of the sea, put me in the bottom where the Nautilus can't find me, then he says, even there thy hand will lead me, and thy right hand will lay hold on me. The psalmist is saying, I give up. You're everywhere. You're everywhere. And the Christian church, we're acting like he ain't nowhere. Well, this week I'm going to decline from Christianity proper. This week I'm going to take a little trip in the world. Guess what? The Lord's there. He's right there waiting on you to get there. And then he says, now this is going to destroy you. What are you doing here? And then you get mad at me. Oh, Pastor John, you're just laying guilt. I didn't write this. Hey, let's go and see what the preacher Jeremiah says. Go with me. Jeremiah chapter 23. Jeremiah 23. He's everywhere, friends. You can't get away from it. Our families will never get right. Our lives will never get right until we own up to the fact that he is everywhere. He's everywhere. He reads your thoughts. He knows what you're thinking, he knows what your plans are, and he's going to sabotage most of them if it's not according to his will. Jeremiah 23, verses 23 and 24, there's no place that man can hide from the Almighty. Look what Jeremiah says. He says, and God is speaking, he says, am I a God who is near, declares the Lord, and not a God far off? And then he says, can a man hide himself in hiding places so that I cannot see him, declares the Lord? Says, do I not feel the heavens and the earth, declares the Lord? You know the Lord is saying, I'm everywhere. Why are you running? You keep running. Am I not everywhere? The church, I'm talking to you like this because if you do not realize that he is, you will act as if he is not. And if we understand thus far these characteristics, our life will depict a life of action. Number one, that God is the creator of all men. Number two, that God is very omnipotent. Number three, that God is very omnipresent. He is everywhere. You cannot get away from him. Give it up. He's there. He knows you. He sees you. Number four, that God is very omniscient.